peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What is a creed? A creed is a statement of our faith. That's what a creed is. And it's an appropriate time to bring out the small catechism and talk a little bit about that with you. Because the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this is the one true God. And there's a few particular points that we need to go over. In what ways does the triune God make himself known? There's a couple of ways that God makes himself known. And don't shout out no answers. One of my catechumens here. Well, there's a couple of ways that God makes himself known to us. One, he makes himself known to us naturally. We know God exists because of his creation. We see it in the trees, in the flowers. We see it in the air, the clouds, the thunder. We see it in each other. We see everything that God has made. Only God can do that. That's the natural knowledge of God. And then there is through our conscience, through our that's also a natural knowledge of God. But in our conscience, how does our conscience play in this? The law of God's been written on the hearts of all men. Everybody knows the law. Everybody knows right and wrong. That's how we know God exists, because he put that there. And then there's one other way that we know that God exists, especially through the Holy Bible, through the Scriptures. He wrote it. He tells us all about himself. That's how we know God exists. Those are the ways that we know that God exists. Now, the first article of the creed is all about God, God the Father. And it deals with creation. We're talking about the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Tells us everything we need to know about God the Father. Short sentence. Right? What does this mean? The explanation is a bit longer. I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all harm and danger, and he guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy. Here's the hard part. Without any merit or worthiness in me, we don't deserve it, yet God pours his grace out on us. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise and serve and obey him. In the Catechism, I love this sentence in here. This is most certainly true. Why do you suppose Martin Luther put that in there? What does God do to take care of us? Well, he gives me food and clothing, home and family, work and play, and all that I need from day to day. God provides it. God provides everything you need. Did you hear the reading from Genesis just a few moments ago? God provides everything that we need. We're not happy with that, are we? We want more. That's the way we are. That's the way he made us. We want more, but God provides us everything that we need. That's why we're here tonight, to thank him for everything that he does for us. But he defends us against all danger and guards and protects us from all evil. In Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 and 30, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. You ever count the hairs on your head? You know how many are there? God knows. God knows every one of them. Why does he know all the hairs on your head? Because that's how special you are to God. You're his greatest creation. You're the best thing that God did. Everything he has done has been for you and for me. Mm-hmm. Now the second article of the Creed is about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Right? Well, what does all that mean? It says here, it says, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Oh, this is most certainly true. Sounds like Jesus has done quite a bit for you and I, haven't he? Jesus has done a lot for us. When you understand the two natures that Christ had a divine nature and a human nature in one being. Talking with the kids in catechism class, how many natures do you have? One. You're human. That's the only nature you have. So Jesus had a human nature. Jesus also had the divine nature. Jesus knew what was coming. He knew he was going to be tortured. He was going to be hung on a cross. And he knew that he was going to die. Yeah, I can ask you, do you think you can do that? You think you can do that? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I know you can't. You wouldn't have survived. But why did a man have to pay the price for us? Why was it necessary for our Savior to be true man? You see, it's really quite simple. God doesn't bleed. God the Father, he doesn't bleed. A sacrifice had to be made. Blood had to be poured out. God doesn't bleed. A man, a human being had to be the one to spill blood, to pour out his blood as a sacrifice. Because all through the Old Testament, all those sacrifices that they did with all those animals, pure as they could find them, pure as they could be, spotless, it just wasn't enough. It had to be God. It had to be himself. He knew that we would be too weak to be able to save ourselves. He knew that it was not within us. I mean, he made us. He knows all the hairs on your head. He knows that you're not strong enough. You can't do it. I can't do it. So God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Savior had to be true man. Then, the third article of the Creed. not just about the Holy Spirit. There's five things packed into that one little paragraph that we confess in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. What does this mean? I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, I just said that, didn't I? We don't have the strength to save ourselves. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. In this Christian church, he daily and richly forgives all my sins and the sins of all believers. On the last day, he will raise me and all the dead and give eternal life to me and all believers in Christ. This is most certainly true. We confess we believe in the Holy Spirit. You confess that you believe in the church, which is the communion of saints. You confess that you believe that your sins are forgiven. You believe in the resurrection of the body. And you believe in the life everlasting. What did I say was the difference? You have eternal life, right? You have eternal life. But you know you also have salvation. Do you know there's a difference? We always say, we got eternal life. We'll live eternally. Yeah, that's great. Where? Where? There's two places that you can live eternally in. There's heaven and then there's hell. That's why we have salvation. We've been saved by the sweet, sweet grace of God. We've been saved so that we spend eternity, our eternal life in heaven. That's what the Holy Trinity is. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one, the one true God. Thanks be to God, in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.